This week, Deborah K. Hutterer became the first woman to be installed as the bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church here in the Southwest. But she's just one of 17 female bishops in that church. Hutterer was ordained in 2004, but she says she felt called to the ministry long before that, and long before women could be ordained in the Lutheran Church.
It was a lifelong dream of mine to be a pastor. I was in eighth grade and went to see my pastor and said, I think I'm being called to the ministry. And at that time, women were not ordained in the Lutheran Church. And he told me that I should go be a teacher or a social worker. It was years later, in my 30s, where there was a pastor that I was working with at a congregation in Wisconsin who said, you really need to go to seminary. And it was then that I really was thinking seriously that this could happen.
She was elected bishop in June by the Grand Canyon Synod, which represents Arizona, Southern Nevada, and St. George, Utah. And when she came into our studios recently, she said this was not a position she was exactly seeking out.
The body that was gathered together of people, that almost 300 people, raised names up of people who they thought could be potential leaders for the synod. And my name, among others, surfaced. There were, in the first ballot, probably about 25 names. Mm-hmm. And then that was whittled down to seven candidates. And then there were three of us, and then there were two.
Were you surprised you were the one there in the end?
I was surprised. I was all ready to have the other candidate, Peter Perry from Glendale. I was sure he would be the next bishop, but so it was a shocking moment for me as well.
So tell us, for those who are not a part of this church or informed on how it works, what will your new role be like? What will you be doing?
As bishop, I'll oversee the territory of Arizona, half of Nevada, and a little piece of Utah, to make sure that the congregations and pastors are ministered to and that they have what they need. So just kind of making sure that we're working together and make sure people have the resources that they need and to make sure that there's good order. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a piece of advocacy and connection, because we are connected as the church, as the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are connected across not only congregations and in the area, but also with the other 64 synods in the ELCA. And we're connected to the national church as well as international ministry. So to be an advocate for that and to make sure that we have those connections that are ongoing.
Do you see yourself now in this position as sort of a representative, the face of this church here?
I am. In the Constitution, it's listed as the CEO, and not the chief executive officer, but the chief evangelical officer. So yes, a person who really is out there.
So right now, this is sort of a challenging moment for organized religion, mainstream religion in general in this country, right? I did a little research. So in 2016, attendance at Lutheran churches dropped about 3%. But at the same time, giving to the church went up, donations. So tell me a little bit about what challenges you think you face as a church leader in general right now.
I think one of our challenges, as well as opportunities, is we need to be aware that people don't have the same rhythms and patterns that they've had throughout their life. There was a time, maybe 30, 40 years ago, where people were going to church on a weekly basis. But because of mobility and affluence, people have the ability to be gone long weekends and to travel more often. We need to think differently about the church. We need to experiment more. And we have some churches in the area who actually are doing that. They're aware that people are not coming on a weekly basis to church, so they're experimenting with what does it look like to have people gather on Saturdays and do a worship and service opportunity. We have other churches who are experimenting with what it looks like to do things during the week or to do things during the day. So trying to really look at the patterns, shifting patterns of people, and how we might respond to their needs. One of the things that I'm really that I've been clear about, and I think that others as they've talked with me, is that people are yearning for a spiritual connection. We still have a need for community, even if our patterns have changed. And I believe the Lutheran Church is really trying to figure that out and engage people.
I want to talk a little bit about sort of the tension between trying to modernize and meet the needs of a changing society, but also to balance with tradition, right? Do you think that there is a tension there? Do you think that you are open to change?
Yes, we are open to change. I think that that's continuing to be the challenge that is placed before us, is that from our very beginning with Martin Luther, who looked at the church as it was and proposed some changes, who really wanted to make sure that the church was accessible to people. And so he started doing things like putting the word of God into people's hands.
And which was revolutionary at the time.
Yes. It was revolutionary. And so I think that we certainly, that's a part of our DNA, that's a part of our tradition, is to look at how do we experiment, how do we blend tradition, but also look at what the current society, what our needs are.
Okay. How does it feel that you are the first woman in this region to hold this position? Does that matter to you?
In some ways, yes. It's certainly, I see that it's a recognition of women and leadership and the roles that they've played for many years. The Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has been ordaining women since 1970. Mm-hmm. So certainly understanding the role and contribution that women make to ministry. But it is exciting to see that out of the 65 bishops, 17 are female bishops, and 6 were elected this year, and I got to be one of them.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit also about sort of the state of the country right now. We're in this incredibly divisive moment in America, from politics to religion, I would say, is included in that. Do you see that as a challenge, or do you see that as maybe an opportunity to try to unite people?
I think the Lutheran Church does have a unique distinct way that we look at this, that it's not really the right or wrong answer, that Lutherans have learned to live with a lot of ambiguity. We call it paradox, that it's both and. And so while we live in this polarized times and when rhetoric has been heightened and people can feel alienated, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America and its congregations are places where people can come and wrestle with the questions. Hmm. They don't have to have the answers. And I think that that is, I think that every congregation would say that they're open to having people come and just try to have conversation, to talk that through, to be able to share your opinion freely, and to explore what those answers might look like.
All right. Deborah K. Hutterer is the first elected female bishop of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America here in Arizona. Bishop Hutterer, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.